The kinds of conditions that spark protests can also lead to migration. Remember the massive migration into Europe? 2 years ago, our screens were full of mind-boggling images. Overcrowded boats crossing the Aegean Sea, thousands of bright orange life jackets littering the beaches of otherwise picturesque Greek islands, huge numbers of people on the march across a continent in search of safety and a better life. We don't hear much about it anymore, but the crisis is not over. The world's Richard Hall has returned to the so-called migrant trail, where thousands of people are still stuck in limbo. On the Greek island of Lesbos, he found a group of asylum seekers who are on the run from authorities.
So the building where these guys live is an old factory. It's kind of a deserted concrete building, and they've managed to create a camp within this building.
Here we sleep five people, three people here, and two people here. This is my bed.
They have a couple of tents set up, and they're using some of the side rooms to sleep in. They've put mattresses on the floor. They've even built a mosque in the corner of the room.
Look, we are so happy to just have a roof to protect us from the rain.
That's Yassine from Tunisia. He's showing me around. We're only using his first name because he and the other young men living here are in hiding from the police. If they are caught, they will be deported. For many of them, that's unthinkable. This is what the sharp end of Europe's immigration policy looks like. People hiding in a dark, abandoned warehouse on an industrial estate on the edge of the continent. There are about 20 to 30 people living in this building, mostly from Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria. These are the people whose asylum claims have been rejected. They have fallen through the cracks.
There is no one here left his country without any reason. For sure there is a reason. Maybe this person, he have someone to kill him in his... And we don't want to stay here in Greece. We want to left. It's not my place. I have a family in France. This person, he have his family in Netherlands. We don't want to stay here.
The reason they are stuck here and in hiding is a question of priorities. It goes back to a deal between the European Union and Turkey in 2016 that meant that anyone arriving by boat on the Greek islands would be sent back to Turkey. The deal was Europe's way of getting tough and trying to stop the flow of people arriving at its shores. But hardly anyone was sent back, only 4% of arrivals. The EU blamed a huge backlog in the number of asylum claims. A bottleneck was created on the islands and conditions worsened for everyone. The situation was made much worse by an influx over the past couple of months of refugees from Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq. Mostly women and children who require a great deal of support. Anyone not from Iraq and Syria went to the back of the queue. Worse, says Yassine, they are treated like criminals.
We come like 50 people in one boat. We are like 20 Algerian and 20 Tunisian and 20 Moroccan. And the first day when they register us, they put us all in the jail. Without no reason. Without no reason.
Ever since that day, Yassine and everyone here has been ducking the police, trying not to get arrested again. That's Mohammed, another resident of the squat from Algeria. He says they do their best to avoid the authorities. Many of their friends have been caught and deported. Sometimes the police come here and they all have to make a dash for it. Mohammed left Algeria because of political repression. He has been here 18 months. He says he can't go back because he fears arrest, and his life here is incredibly difficult. He says, we are living under the mercy of God. Some days we eat, some days we don't. In the evenings, on the days they do eat, they all eat together. They buy bags of flour to make their own bread and cook it in a stove made out of a metal barrel. When they're done eating, they sit around the fire and talk about how they got here and where they're going. The youngest among them is 19. They remind me a bit of the Lost Boys from Peter Pan. Yassine plans to join family in France and continue his studies to become a chemist. And there's only one way for him and the rest of the guys here to get to where they want to go. Illegally, under the radar.
My plan now, I really hope to go inside the ferry, like sneak inside the ferry or in the big cars, in the container, and go inside the ferry, and then I will go to Athens, and then Athens, like, I will complete my...
You've tried before? You've tried to get...
I tried many times, and I was beaten by the police.
When was the last time you tried?
Just before 2 days.
Here's the thing. This is going to be Yassin's life for the foreseeable future. The days when migrants were able to bus across borders are gone. Europe has changed. As the night wears on, the crackle of the fire turns Yassin reflective. He's searching for some positives. I put it to him that it seems like there's a sense of community here. Everyone is helping each other out, in the most difficult of circumstances, thousands of miles from home. They must have forged a strong bond. He agrees.
If tomorrow this guy, he will go to Athens, I have his Facebook and I have his number. So he will call me and he will help me and he will show me something like that. So always we help each other.
Do you think you'll stay in contact with each other when you at the end, when you get to your...
Yeah, we will do it. Yeah, we will stay like this. Maybe we will be somewhere.
Somewhere, anywhere but here. For the world, Richard Hall on Lesbos, Greece.
Beyond Radio, we've got much more on the story. If you want to see what it's like in that warehouse where migrants have been living, come over to PRI.org.